me ask you about the first couple of days at camp for you and the learning process and the learning curve of understanding and knowing a new offense.
Yeah, this is going to be my fifth offense in 5 years. If you count back to my last year with the Jets.
And an unknown, unnamed team out in the West Coast.
Yeah, my first year with Norv, my next year with Art, then the next year with Lane, and now I'm here. It's taking me some time to get adjusted, but I think I'm picking it up fairly well. For me, the more important thing is for me to get my legs back so I can really show what I'm capable of doing.
Conditioning-wise, how close are you to being in that kind of form that you'd like to be?
You never know, to be honest with you. You know, no matter how much you work out during the offseason, you know, you're going to be sore in camp. Your legs are going to go away for a little while, so it's just a matter of fighting through that. And it's part of camp.
What has Bill told you about your spot on this team and what he expects out of you?
I have an opportunity to come out here and compete, and that's what training camp is for. Come out here and compete. When it's all said and done, the organization will make a decision on who the best players are to help the team get back to the top.
You talked to Randy much about this offense, having spent time with him as a teammate in the past?
He told me it's going to be a lot. You know, you just make sure you pay attention and come out here and work hard, work fast. And one thing I can tell about the organization already is that, you know, mistakes are unacceptable. Coach, he always hints on, he always talks about, you know, the mistakes that we make. He does point out the good things that we do, but he's constantly pointing out the mistakes that cost your ball game. And when you have a coach like that and you look at the organization since 2001, they've been very successful. So the best thing for me to do is just buy into the program, get in where I fit in, and hope that I make the team.
What was different in the last couple of years for you as opposed to 04 with the Jets and 05?
I don't know. It's no need for me to think about or worry about the past because it'll never allow me to move forward.
How can the past help you in the future or for this year?
I've always been one to accept my responsibilities for the things that I didn't do. So I have to think about the things that I did wrong. From a personal standpoint, and to come back and fix those things. And one thing about being here in New England, I think some of the things that I did wrong are definitely not going to be allowed here. One thing is for sure is that every Sunday I went out there and I played to win. But sometimes winning on Sunday is not just about what you do on Sunday; it's about what you lead up, you know, what you do leading up to Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Lamont. Thank you.
Lamont, is there an example that you might be able to provide? I thought that was interesting that you said, like, some of the things in the past that you've done won't be allowed here. Like, what would be an example of that?
It's not something that I really want to get into because that'll give the media an opportunity to attack me personally and maybe attack some of the other programs that I played with, and that's not what I'm trying to do at all. So it's just...
Let me ask you for both. Kickoff returns. Is that something you've done in the past?
When I was with New York, when I was with the Jets, I was the lead blocker, and that's what they had me doing out here. And I want to say we were one of the tops in the leagues also. So I played my part on that. So it's something that I've done before.
Who was the top return guy when you were blocking?
When I was blocking, well, gosh, we had Jonathan Carter. We had Chad Morton. We had a number of guys.
Sort of back to that, because I assume in Oakland with the workload they were giving you,
I didn't do special teams. I was on offense.
So what was your thoughts on just getting back out there in practice?
It feels good. It feels good to be on a team that you feel like the organization wants you to be here. You feel like the coaches welcome you. You feel like your teammates welcome you. I know when I was in Oakland, I definitely felt welcomed by my teammates. But this organization, you know, my first 4 years in the league, I made it to the playoffs 3 of those 4 years, and I had the opportunity to play this team twice a year. I know what they're about. They're about winning. I know this area is all about nothing but winning. If you look at what the Celtics and the Red Sox have done and what the Patriots have done, I'm excited. I think I'm finally back to winning football. I have to make sure that I do my part in helping us get back to the top.